Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Overnight news.
So, a bit of controversy for former Prime Minister Scott Morrison. It's come out that he... what's going on? Oh, you're good. Oh, sorry. A bit of behind the scenes stuff going on. I just blew it. Scott Morrison secretly took joint charge of several portfolios during the COVID-19 pandemic. So this is unprecedented. He had the Governor General secretly swear him in. Apparently Greg Hunt knew that he was going to be doing it with the health side of things. But, Matthias Cormann was not told that Mr. Morrison had appointed himself as joint finance minister.
How does this happen? Like, that surely you have to – doesn't sound like appropriate sort of protocols
been followed.
Are in place.
Well, you've actually got to get the Governor General to sign off on. So I'm not trying to implicate the Governor General. Please, if you're listening, don't sue me. But I'm just thinking out aloud here. You can't just do it. You've actually got to go in and get documentation signed and and you have to be sworn in.
Yeah.
So something was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Shock horror, Malcolm Turnbull, we heard from him. He didn't think it was a good idea.
I mean, the idea of a Prime Minister would be sworn in to other ministries secretly is incredible. I'm astonished that Morrison thought he could do it, and I'm even more astonished that the Governor General was party to it. I mean, this is sinister stuff. It's not something we associate with our form of democracy.
Big mouth. Actually, what he's saying is kind of true, but it's just funny.
Big mouth. We haven't heard from him for a while. There's been a company called, its name is Aramco, a Saudi oil company. Now, it's just announced the biggest quarterly profit in the history of any listed company ever in the history of the whole world. $700 million a day. They were making.
Could they drop their prices for us, please?
Please, come on.
God,
makes me sick.
$68 billion a quarter they made. So that is $272 billion a year if they could replicate it over that period. But
so it's $700 million a day.
Yeah.
They should be able to live off that.
Divide that by 24. It's not a bad.
Makes me sick.
Dollars per hour.
Hey, just quickly from the world of music, I love this. Today, I didn't know this snuck up on us. 45 years ago today, INXS played their first ever gig.
45 years? Yeah. That makes them sound old.
And then 40 years ago today, August 16, Shabu Shabu, which is one of the greatest albums of all time, that was released.
How old was Michael Hutchence when he died? Debuted.
Oh, when he debuted.
20?
I don't know. So we're talking 1977.
He'd be late teens, I reckon.
Yeah, well, that's young to be a teenager.
But anyway, INXS fans, they're doing a lot online today. I think tonight you can watch the whole album being played and all sorts of things, TikTok and all of those things that I know nothing about. But it was August 16, back in 77 that they debuted.
Nice. Oh. Dits is on the top there, Loz. Did you get that one?
You're on the top, Dits.
The record's been broken for the most expensive house in Victoria. Just a little $88 million was splashed out for a house in Toorak. One of the most prestigious areas in Victoria. Guess how old the new buyer was?
Oh, was he a retired banker or something? Or
he was a 26-year-old crypto. He owns a crypto casino.
Why is everyone making money out of crypto, but I'm not?
Yeah.
My $400 that I invested a couple of years ago is at the moment worth about $314 or something.
I think you're a bit late to the party, dudes, unfortunately.
Yeah, these people have still got their dough. Wow.
Oh, this is a crypto casino.
It's He's profiting off of other people gambling with it, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. 26-year-old crypto millionaire buys. Can you just get me a bucket?
I thought you were going to say get his phone number.
Oh, no. Worst nightmare.
Oh, you couldn't put up with it, could you?
No.
Living in his $80 million.
He just wants to talk about investing in stocks and,
go into the other room and watch TV.
On a big flat screen.
He wouldn't be worried about the happy hour at the guards room.
Speaking of watching TV in the other room, I don't know if you guys remembered the sound of this song. Okay, it was the ad that came on every DVD or VHS before you watched it, and it was, you wouldn't steal a car.
So we're talking about pirating videos.
And the young girl sitting at the screen, it's like, so why would you steal a movie?
Yeah.
And then it was an anti-piracy ad. Well, studies revealed that those ads did not work. In fact, they did the opposite.
Yeah. Because I'll steal it if I want.
Well, they reminded people that they could do it.
Yeah.
And people who'd never even thought of pirating it.
So I was promoting the idea.
Also, another little fun fact, that song, that was illegally downloaded from Napster.
Oh, there you go.
When they made the ad. And the company who did it ended up being sued for
and
huge amounts.
And this is near and dear to your heart because you worked at Blockbuster for many years. You were the girl behind the counter.
You were the one who sent them bust.
I hate him out of
so when I walk in, you were the one that went, oh, there's a $2 late fee on this one.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Dietmar, you can't rent until you pay off your late fee.
Hey, tell us about your walrus, Loza.
Oh, Freya the walrus. This is heartbreaking. So Freya the walrus was a Scandinavian walrus, an actual big fat walrus, who was sinking boats and causing a lot of problems because she just loved to flop on them.
What, in the marina or something?
Yeah, in the marina. They couldn't get her to stop. They made a sort of pontoon couch thing, trying to get her on there. They've put her down.
What?
They've put her down. The Norwegian authorities have killed Freya the walrus.
Is Freya like a well-known walrus the way you're talking?
Yeah.
Or is this...
Yeah, no, she's a well-known walrus.
So she had a bit of a following.
She had a huge following.
Yeah.
Listen. Freya the walrus is just a big fat bitch who like laying in the sun.
Oh, no.
I connected with her. Oh, Freya the walrus, what, you like lying on other people's boats in the sun? Yeah, same.
Yeah, no fees.
Yeah. Well, I put her down. Anyway, it's a bit depressing, Dan.
All right.
All right.
Rude Dits and Freya. Rude Dits and Lies for breakfast.
Tex Walker.
Tex. Let's talk about Tex.
Good morning, crew. How are we?
Yeah, g'day, good.
Tex.
Gee, both sides coming off very, very good wins. It's going to be a good showdown.
It is, Dits. We always know, no matter where you are on the ladder, that they're good games. And obviously, being the last game, and both teams in some pretty good form. So it's going to be no surprise. It's going to be a great game on Saturday night.
Well, let's all just go and relive how it finished last time the showdown happened, but way back in round three.
What a kick coming up. About 49 metres out, Jordan Dawson. 48 metres. Oh, it's in.
He's kicked out. Look at him. They're coming from everywhere.
Look at that.
Looks like Buddy Franklin's kicked his 1,000th goal again.
The fans are about to run on.
Oh, wow.
Now, you were out suspended there, Tex. Where were you and what were you feeling?
Oh, I was up in the players' box watching that, so I was pretty excited. That would have been pretty good to call, Ditch, wouldn't it?
Well, finally I did call it.
Yeah.
that's why I mentioned it.
He did, didn't he? Bernie jumped in there, didn't he?
Yeah, you know what, when I look back, I suppose Jordan Dawson's been a fair pickup. He's been okay.
He's been not too bad.
Probably the very boys... good chance to win our best and first. Yeah, good pickup.
For sure.
So. It was a good second half on the weekend, Tex. A bit sluggish in that second quarter, but a great response.
Yeah, it was the first half. Oh, we're okay in the first quarter, but our second quarter was pretty ordinary. So regrouped at halftime, Rue, and came out and played some really good footy to end up winning by 5 goals. So that was very pleasing, and hopefully we can take that in and win 4 in a row come Saturday night. Ooh.
Tell me about your forward line and Port Adelaide's defence. There's you and Fogg both in very, very good form. Who do you think you'll stand from Port Adelaide, each of you?
Yeah, I think... Riley Fieldthorpe's playing some pretty good footy as well. So we got some tools up against Alir Alir and Tom Jonas who played on the weekend. We'll study that they play for two tools or three tools. So we'll be ready for both of those. But looking forward to the challenge that will be up front for us on the weekend.
You might be able to stretch them because they haven't really got as many tools as you.
Well, Cleary or McKenzie may come into play, so we'll plan for both.
Yeah. Did you watch them on the weekend? 23-8 they kicked, Port Adelaide.
No, I didn't watch them.
Didn't watch them? I'll come around tonight. I'll watch it with you.
Do you want my address?
I've got it. Don't you remember I put your house up for sale a couple of years ago?
It's 6 Bath Street in Alberton. Come around tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about Tex. Let's talk about Tex. Let's talk about Tex. Tex Walker's on the line in the build-up to Showdown 52 this weekend. Now, the Chad Corns grab from yesterday. Let's just replay it.
I hate them, and we hate them as a footy club, and it's true. That rivalry is still there. Unacceptable to lose next week.
Right, Tex. Strong words, aren't they?
Well, feeling's pretty mutual.
Oh. Hey, she'll be on Saturday night, Tex.
He's a good fella, Chad. He makes me laugh. He's their runner. I think he has been their runner for a long time. Geez, you can fire him up. I've fired him up a few times, thrown a couple of things at him whilst running past. It's going to be good fun.
All right, very good.
Yeah, get into him. Hey, what about a great bit of leadership and mentoring and, you know, experience from senior players, getting the young players in the right frame of mind to deliver on the big stage in the Showdown? I love how you support your younger players on Triple M's rush hour yesterday. Let's have a listen to this, Tex.
How many games have you won in a row?
Three.
What's 29 plus 4?
29 plus 4 is 33.
15 divided by 5?
Oh, I see where this is going.
Harry, see it out. Buzz off. What number did Ricky Ponting bat for Australia?
No, I'm not answering.
Oh, you little love. Explain why you're stitching him up. Yes. Well, I didn't
I've
like
got
this.
Some intel sent through from one of your teammates. I can't say, no. No, he just
about what?
He just said to us, with your little quiz you do with players, just throw in a few maths questions.
Right.
Why, where are you heading with
because
this?
Harry struggles to say three.
It might have had something to do with it. Say three for us.
I do struggle a little bit, and Tex likes to get into me.
Good sport,
I might
mate.
Have to get him back.
Tex, that's a form of bullying.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to see if he could pronounce the word three. Because I know... He was a birthday monitor for a while, and he used to count everyone down to sing happy birthday and go, 3, 2, 1.
The birthday monitor. What sort of club are you running down there?
What do you mean?
Oh, that is
birthday
good.
Monitor.
Yeah.
Everyone gets a birthday cake.
Listen,
my team's out on the field kicking and marking and practicing that.
Yeah,
you know, mate, your candles will get blown.
You keep singing happy birthday to each
other. I want to ask you about your pranking because that was a little prank, just a petite one, but you've done some big doozies in the past. And obviously, Roo, I call him Pranks and Archer.
Doobies?
I don't have a pranking mind. There's just not in me. Were you born this way or do you put time into coming up with these?
Was I born this way?
When do you think of them, Tex?
Oh, whenever you need to, Roo. So.
On the toilet, on the way to training, you know, in the middle of a 3K.
When you've got a little bit of tailor time. Not when I have a 3K, Jesus Christ. I'm thinking about just get through that. Just when you've got a bit of tailor time.
Are
we speaking in the third person here?
You need to have a bit of a creative mind.
Okay.
A couple of beers.
Yeah, a couple of beers certainly helps that creative mind.
I think maybe a bit cruel too, like that's just going after someone's speech impediment. I mean, that's pretty...
Oh, hang on. If you heard what they got into me about, I reckon you'd be okay with it.
Okay.
Or right. Tell us that one time. We'd like to hear that. All right, mate, good luck.
You got a gag for us as you go?
Yeah, well, I actually went to an art exhibition the other day.
Dust.
And I did, Loz. I saw my ex-girlfriend at the other end of the museum.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to go and say hello to her, but there was just too much history between us.
Oh, that's very good.
All right.
Seems that way you laugh.
All right. Yeah. Play well on the weekend, not too well. All right. Good on your text.
I reckon he's got there six go. In him. I reckon he's got six. He has.
He's up.
He has.
Yep. Come on.
Yep.
What does our next guest think of Roo, Dits and Loz?
Freakish Frankenstein disasters. Disgusting.
Please welcome to Triple M Breakfast.
Disgustingly good.
Celebrity chef, Matt Preston.
There you go.
Oh, what's that?
Hey, on fire. Thank not good so on the weekend, but up until then, you were going pretty well, Matt.
Yeah, well, listen. They were three for, so I made some. I avoided losing some money there.
Okay.
That was a tempting punt. Yeah. But I knew. I can tell you, I knew. I put it on record that they were going to lose, and that we would on Monday morning we would be fifth. Yeah. I put that out there in the ether, and you know what? We were 17th last year, but 6 weeks ago, no one thought we'd make the eight. So we're very happy with where we are. Thank you very much.
Now, you've gone from MasterChef to My Kitchen Rules. That'd be like Nathan Buckley or Mick McGowan playing for Carlton, which he did, Mick.
Or it would be like you, Roo, playing for both Port and also.
That's right.
Yeah.
That would not happen. Geez, it must have been a big checkbook.
So how's it all going? Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at Nigella Lawson, Danny Minogue, Gary's there. You know, a lot of different personalities coming together for this show.
Danny Minogue was brilliant. Yep. It's obviously Soft Mask Singer. I'm with us now. That's brilliant. No, look, doing six instant restaurants with Manu, which is what my brief was a great thing to do. If you're going to have to sit around with a table with any Frenchman, the Frenchman you pick.
Yeah.
Mate, you know, over the years, we've seen so many of these shows now and so many great restaurants you've eaten in. I just wonder where food's going. How much more creative can we get? How many more ingredients are there out there? Do you know what I mean? We've got to run out eventually, and yet people keep coming up with great things.
I think that's also one of the joys about doing MKR. It's home cooked in the natural environment, in the home kitchen, and cooking great home cooked food. It's more about, you know, making that pasta that they make for Christmas each year, or, you know, it's a restaurant food and home food. Yeah, are quite different.
Yeah.
And often with restaurant food, there's a bit of showing off going on there. And this isn't what it's about. This is about, there's pride in what you're putting up there, but it's not, you know, the dessert doesn't float to the table by itself. You're not halfway through eating a spaghetti bolognese and suddenly it bursts into flames and turns into a sticky toffee pudding, you know? So it's real food. It's real food. And that's what makes it hard because, you know, it's psychologically making a meal for 12 people sitting around your table when you're in the kitchen, plus then you put all the pressure of TV cameras on you. It's an intense thing. But certainly there's some interesting stuff. We've got some, you know, in those teams for the second batch of instant restaurants, we've got, you know, a world chili eating champion. We've got we've got a couple of Italian mums who are just brilliant. So there's a real range of people with different backgrounds, and it's interesting seeing the different food, if you come from a Spanish background, how that differs to what the Calabrians are going to make, for example.
Jeez, it's hard for restaurants and pubs and even and certainly households at the moment to put food on the table at an affordable price. You got any tips for people struggling out there, Maddie, at the moment? It's just horrendous.
It is horrendous. And it's just, the thing is, when you do a shop and you think, oh, it's going to be $100, and then suddenly it's 160, and you go, I haven't bought anything differently. I think you've got to be really careful about what's in season. When I'm looking at the vegetables, I'll go to the supermarket and I'll actually just buy the stuff that's automatically cheap. Mm-hmm. Avocados have been cheap. If you're putting meat on the table, you just got to look for cheaper cuts, like, you know, pork neck's a fantastic cut. That's very cheap. And then trying to, you know, bulk it up on the carbs and the veg. But again, the problem, veg was always cheap. Nowadays, veg can be savage as well. So it's tricky, but there's certainly some proven things you can do.
I saw tomatoes at $14 a kilo yesterday. I just kept walking.
Well, it's the biggest signing in the off-season, no doubt about it, Matt Preston.
Yep.
Switching across to My Kitchen Rules. Can you believe it? You can see it all tonight on 7. Matt Preston, thanks so much for joining us as always.
I'll be talking to all three of you. Good luck, Lawrence. See you later.
Thank you. Today's media often push bad puns.
Lettuce, $12 a head. But is this the tip of the iceberg?
Oh. Yeah. That's why Laura has pulled together a crack task force.
I'm loading up the pun gun.
The pun police.
No, I won't allow
it. It's time for Laura and Order.
Oh, good opening, Lawrence. Can you back it up?
Excuse me. Yes, I can. Well, I think I can. Anyway, I've got some puns that I found in the news. They make me sick. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you the sort of premise of the article.
Yeah.
You might be able to guess it, or you might come up with your own.
Okay.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
So Elsa Pataky, she's married to Chris Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm.
She's very famous in her own right. She's Spanish, beautiful, very beautiful woman. And she loves show jumping. So she's her passion. She's been asked to be the face of a show jumping organisation.
Okay.
What do you think the headline would be?
What else?
Oh, because Elsa.
Nice.
There you go.
Foul. Yeah. The headline is Elsa jumped at the chance.
Oh, very good.
Pretty standard.
Disgusting.
Yep. Okay. Fast food giant McDonald's has been hit with a mammoth wage theft. That's the Scottish woman who found the poo in the toilet.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, it's a famous viral video. Anyway, a fast food giant McDonald's has been hit with a mammoth wage theft claim. Okay. What do you think it was?
Whopper.
Oh, that's Hungry Jack's.
Bill.
You should know that, Mr. Crow. Macca's grilling.
Oh,
yes.
Horrible. Okay. An Essendon versus Hawthorn AFLW game has been moved to Marvel Stadium. What do you reckon it was?
Hang on. Hawks, Bombers.
I'll tell you.
Yep.
Marvelous shift for historic games.
Oh, that is.
Go back to uni, whoever wrote that. Okay, what do we got here? Oh, let's do a little audio one, all right? Emma Henderson for Channel 9, just talking about Robbie Gray. See if you can hear.
Oh, no.
See if you can hear the pun.
But there's still a few grey areas for another power veteran, who at the same age as Boak is no certainty to play on in 2023.
Emma, I'm gonna call the police. I'm gonna call the police on you.
Come on.
Okay. Yeah. We want one more?
Yes, please.
A bloke has come up with a scam-proof site for selling sneakers. Sneaker store, a shoe-in for fan favourite.
Oh.
Horrible!
Could have been sneaky. Something along those lines.
Oh, God, it's rife, isn't it? It is rife.
There is just the thought that in every one of these, journalistic environments, there's just a boardroom full of journalists going, what can the title of this, what pun can we use? What play on words can we use? Just write it. Just get your facts right. Don't have spelling mistakes. That's all you need.
At the NT News, they actually meet in the mornings and throw all the ideas around.
I think
around
they do it over a few beers.
Headline.
So they can get
they
a
do
bit
it
creative.
Over a few beers. Mm. The news comes out 3 days late, but
it's all right in the NT. Good stuff, Loz. Love the pun, please.
Switch and save on car service and repairs with ServiceNow Pay Later options. Available at all Automasters branches. Call 1300 Automasters.
Excuse me.
Have you heard?
Psst. Hey, have you heard?
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
The Rumour Mill.
All right, you can join us with your rumours anytime. 133353 or what's the text line number, Roo?
It is 0488 51047.
All right, Loz, who have you got on the blower today?
Good morning, Steve from Clapham.
Good morning, guys. How are we all going?
Good, Steve.
Good, mate. Good, now, Steve. What's your goss?
My goss is the band Slipknot.
Yeah? Yep.
They have a thing called Knotfest, which they started back in 2012, and it's never been to Australia.
Oh.
Apparently, it's coming March next year.
Right.
Headbangers. They're heavy metal.
Yeah, hardcore.
Very hardcore.
Don't know much about them myself. Now, Steve, are you a big fan of Slipknot?
I certainly am. I have their logo tattooed on my arm.
Oh, really?
So you'd be keen. Okay. You'd be very keen.
Are they coming to Adelaide? That's the big question.
That I don't know, but I will travel anywhere in Australia.
All right. But you reckon they're coming to Australia in March?
Correct.
All right. Good on you, Steve.
Slipknot fans.
Okay.
Get yourself
there
ready.
There are a few Slipknot fans. Oh, of course there are. Out there. Yeah.
Huge band.
Wow.
Very big band.
All right. We've got another caller on the line, an anonymous caller. Hello. Good morning.
Yep. G'day, crew. How you going?
Yeah, it's good. Thank you. What would you like to tell us, Anonymous?
A friend of a friend of mine is actually on the committee at Port Adelaide.
Right.
What committee?
It's a decision-making committee. That's all I'll say.
What, football stuff or administration? Or
Department. You footy department. Footy department. And I do, Roo.
Okay.
And it's been said to me that a decision hadn't actually been made on Ken's future before Koshy spoke to the media last Thursday.
So hang on. This is when Koshy came out and said that Ken will be the coach next year.
Correct.
And what, the footy committee hadn't even met?
They had not met.
Oh, well, they got to hear about it in the press. They didn't need to meet, did they?
It was...
Is that called a dictatorship?
Well, he just did it in his Channel 7 piece to camera. So it wasn't like, it wasn't a press release. It was just
But he made an announcement. He announced that Koshy, that Ken is coaching next year. And we'll see out his contract.
Yeah. We'll wait and see.
What happens, Roo, in football clubs? So the chairman, the president, doesn't have the right to just come out and say, this is what we're doing.
Well, that's not the way a footy club usually works. Usually, you know, it's a group of people that make decisions.
Yeah, because you make all the calls at the club.
Oh, don't start that or I'll start that. Red hot cracking you.
Come on.
Now, way back on June the 7th, I might have just dropped a little golden nugget into the breakfast show.
Here it is.
Watch Clarko to Essendon. There's a tip for you. Just dropped.
Amazing. Now, that was June 7, as you said. So that's over 2 months ago. Jeez, you're onto something.
Roo, you just slipped that in without even
Do I get $1,000 for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you can, for sure.
Can I? If that comes
up. Well, that was incredible mail. Well,
I'll get the $1,000, I'll donate it to a charity.
But you just slipped it in without even thinking. Like,
well, I was thinking.
Oh, so it was one of those really careful.
What do you think? It just rolled out of my mouth without my.
Oh, Clarko to Essendon.
You actually have to think before you say something.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, shit, I've been doing it wrong.
Ah, good goss. Very good goss.
Let's see if it happens.
Well, looks like it is happening. Any day.
I'll tell you what, the other thing, yesterday we had that rumour that Tom said on the Automasters text line on 0488851047, said that Robbie Gray would be retiring in the next 48 hours.
Yep.
That is gaining momentum.
Is it?
From what I've heard.
Okay. All right. A lot of
Watch
footy
this
news.
Space.
A lot of footy news around at the moment. And just the other one, Steve from Clapham said that Slipknot are on their way to Australia if you are a Slipknot fan. Okay.
Yeah.
Frightening stuff over the weekend when you hear about the gunman at the Canberra airport. Now, when you read a report like that, you go, oh, gee, that wouldn't be good. But imagine actually sitting there, you're in the airport, and a fella pulls out a gun. That would be incredibly
terrifying.
Frightening, it would. And Roo, you know a fellow who was actually there.
Yeah, I do. He's the general manager of the Pellegra Group. His name's Steve Wren, and he joins us now. Steve, tell us what it was like at the Canberra airport.
G'day, Mark. How are you, mate?
Good.
Well, it all started fairly sedately on a Sunday morning with a little trip from Adelaide up to Canberra. I've done that many times. And we'd landed the plane without much event, and we were just walking up the race, glass walkway, and suddenly the bloke at the other end said, oh, we've got to stop. And then next thing you know, the lady, the hostie at the other end was going, get down. So we started sort of ducking down. We didn't know what was going on. And then she's going, no, get down, get your heads down. So next thing you know, she says, there's a gunman. Oh, my God. So we're like, so we're sort of the plane's closed one end and the door shut the other end. So we're laying in this glass tube, looking into the actual terminal, and there's these people all running. And we're going, oh, this is going to get pretty interesting.
How far away from the gunman were you? Did you hear the shots go off?
Yeah, we heard some shots, but look, we didn't actually have any clue as to how many, if there was one gunman or, we didn't actually know what was going on, and neither did the people at the other end. But the wonderful thing was we were in there for about 30 minutes in this raceway, and with the powers of social media, with people on their mobile phones, we were actually finding out a bit of stuff.
Well, we've had bikey murders at airports. We've had terrorist attacks. We've had all sorts of things. So you'd be standing or laying there thinking, who is this person?
Absolutely, Mark. Like, I mean, I've flown about 900 times on a plane, so I'm quite accustomed to travelling, but and especially through airports. But nothing like this is really sort of, I've not been in sort of close to anything like this before. But you see it in the media and you think, oh, you know, if it happens to me, what would you do? Mm. Well, nobody panicked, which was really, really good. And, you know, everybody was encouraging each other. Oh, you know, it'll be fine. It's okay. They've got it under control. I think we're trying to convince ourselves. But once social media kicked in and we found out that they'd got one of the gunmen and then they were going to do a sweep for the building for the rest, then it became a, let's get back on the plane. And then we spent the next 2 hours eating brownies and
having a stiff drink. Well, yeah. Check the drinks coming, please. Hell, that's unbelievable. Steve, for those of us that have been lucky enough to travel, I mean, you've got a British accent. I think other countries around the world, I always feel, are very equipped in these situations. If you go to Heathrow Airport, security is always very, very heightened. We're probably not accustomed to it here in Australia, are we? Did they handle it well?
Yeah, look, I think they handled it well once they knew what was going on, but I think they were probably caught unawares, first of all, with the communication, because it was a bit very confusing. You can get off the plane, you can't get off the plane, you can get off the plane. But when we finally did get off the plane, there were a significant amount of state and federal police all over the place. The whole airport was in lockdown. So I think once their normal practice is kicked in, but then you do actually, you know, see hostage situations in the past that escalated, and you think to yourself, I just hope that they take swift and fast action.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for joining us, Steve. Steve Wren is the MD here in South Australia for the Peligra Group, caught up in that shooting at the Canberra airport over the weekend.
Pressure! 104.7 Triple M's $500 pressure test with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Went off yesterday. Can we go two in a row? How are you, Dave?
Yeah, very good. Thanks.
That's good. That's good. You ready to have a crack? You just need 10 correct answers in 30 seconds to win $500.
Yeah, we'll give it a try.
All right. Good luck.
Here we go. Name 10... bikey gangs.
Iroquois, Comancheros, Hells Angels, Rebels. Hogs. Struggling. I'm blank.
Yeah, you've led a clean life, David.
Yeah, it says it's a good thing probably that you don't know 10 off the top of your head.
That's right.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. All right, Dave, let's go.
One, two, three. Correct.
Oh, three.
Who are the Iroquois, by the way?
Iroquois used to be around Salisbury.
Okay.
Yep.
So you might have had four. We didn't give you that one. But anyway, we have got a runner-up prize, which is... a fantastic prize. You got that there, Benny?
Yep, absolutely. It's a double pass to the Adelaide 500.
Oh, that's pretty good. Oh,
nice. This is obviously to see Jimmy Barnes, Ice House, Noise Works, Saturday, 3rd of December. Tickets are on sale now at adelaide500.com.au. But, Dave, we're going to send you there with a double.
That's a good consolation prize.
Fantastic. Well done. Fantastic.
Good on you,
Dave.
We'll do it again tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Your chance to win $500 with the pressure test.
That is coming up. Hey, just really quickly, question without notice. Have you guys ever done any jobs where you were paid in something that wasn't cash?
Oh. Gee, I don't know if I can answer that.
Does a bear crap in the woods?
That's a rather personal question. Thanks, chopper.
Look, the holiday house I really did pay for, I promise.
Have I done cash for comments?
No, gee, what sort of question is that? We're going to talk to the bloody taxation department or something, mate.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to... Hey? Well, we're going to talk more about that next.
This goes back to Friday. We had some dairy farmers in from Encounter Bay, and they were suggesting that, you know, sometimes a player might play a game and they give them, gifts in kind, I guess you could say.
A contra?
Yeah.
You play a game of footy, you get a side of a beef.
Things like that.
Yeah. That happens in the country regularly.
Mondra got paid in actual cattle, like...
Well, we think it's a rumour.
Yeah, it's a bit of a rumour.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But would that be unheard of?
No, hell no. Yeah. Lamb, all that in the farm, absolutely.
Yeah. Go back to the freezer full of meat, something like that. I suppose this isn't anything unusual, but a lot of jobs around town, emceeing and that, you get bottles of wine.
Oh,
you don't actually get paid in, but they
give you sometimes wine. You don't know that you're not going to get paid with cash or money or a transfer, and then they show up with a... box of something, and you go, oh, I was doing this for stock cubes. I didn't realise. Benny, you've got a mate who, what did he get paid in?
Well, I used to play soccer at an Italian soccer club, and it would be like boxes of tuna, like wholesale tuna we'd get paid in, or boxes of cherries.
Okay.
Yeah. Boxes of cherries Sponsors. And tuna. Yeah. Mm. Pretty good.
Yeah. I played for PAC and had the whole club come back to the Alma for a couple of years. Played six games for them.
Oh, that's wait, and then they just came and spent money.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's a good deal.
Oh, that is a very good deal.
Win-win.
Yeah.
This break was a great idea until I started thinking about the tax department. And now I'm worried that I'm going to say something and...
Well, forgetting stock cubes.
No, well, maybe stock... Well, you know, maybe it was... Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to get audited.
Why do you start driving around in the car that you're meant to start driving around?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Beep, beep. Real quiet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think a lot of people get paid for things like that.
Yeah.
133353. Give us a buzz. Let us know if you're the Contra King out there. Wallabies v South Africa tickets. This is on August the 27th at Adelaide Oval. This is going to be huge, that game. Plus the Dad Blues. Dad's a blues festival. We've got you and three mates a pass to go and see that as well. Give us a buzz. 133353.
What have you been paid in? Look at that. Me and it's in unison.
Stereo.
133353. We'll take those calls next. Triple M Brekkie with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Yeah, what have you been paid in? You know, some people out in the country get get to a couple of live chickens for playing footy or something, don't they?
You told me a day in Pakistan you had a bit of a funny payment.
Oh, just quickly, I was there for a few weeks once and I did a bit of a job for a fella and he said he'd pay me in US dollars. Oh, it's a long story.
In Pakistan. But
anyway, not quite. Anyway,
MI5.
I should have known better because I didn't get on too well with the Pakistanis. But a bloke was going to pay me in US dollars because the rupees over there aren't worth anything. You can't spend them anywhere around the world. If I fly back to Australia, I can't exchange them.
Oh.
Anyway, days and days go by and I can't get hold of this bloke and he owes me all this money. And it should be easy
to track down in Pakistan.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, eventually I'm at the airport flying. He walks in. I thought, hell, he's true to his word. I couldn't believe it. And he hands me millions of rupees. I said, mate, you said US dollars. I can't. He goes,
well, they're worth nothing.
And he just threw them at me and walked off. You know, so he thought, well, at least he'd pay me. But so I
threw the money on the nightstand.
So I had an hour to run around the airport in Karachi and just buy everything I possibly could. So I bought a big, you know, rug, one of those big Indian rugs.
Beautiful.
And then had to organise to get it sent home. Yeah. Anyway, it was a rigmarole. But, yeah, he just threw this cash at me and ran off.
How many rupees, you reckon?
Millions.
Millions. Mm. You're a millionaire,
Dits. Yeah, it doesn't mean much, believe me.
Rupier. Let's go to Woodville South. G'day, Pete. What have you been paid in?
G'day, guys. I got paid in confectionery. Chocolate bars. I was working for a building company and one of our clients asked me to do a sort of after-hours deal for him.
Yeah.
A bit of repair work. And he owns, at that stage, he owned all the vending machines in Adelaide.
So you got paid in chocolate bars?
I got paid in Mars bars, bounties. Cherry
Rice. Fantastic.
How good is that?
That'd be like rolling up doing Willy Wonka's house. The same. Kathy at Anglevale, how did you get paid?
Yeah, something similar in mixed lollies.
Oh.
Wow. Righto.
What was the job?
I was about 10 and it was a local shop back in the old days when I used to fill up the cigarettes, jump up on the counter and they'd pass cigarettes to me and I'd fill them all up.
Yeah.
And then he'd give me a little white paper bag and go, there you go, there's all the mixed lollies, and I'd fill it up and off I'd trot.
Fantastic.
Oh, God, how good with a bag of mixed lollies and a white paper bag.
Brilliant. Oh, man. Yeah.
Let's go to Salisbury. Brad, what have you been paid in?
All right, guys, how you going? So I run a courier business in Adelaide called Big Red Pickups.
Okay,
I just pick up a whole heap of furniture and stuff like that, so I've had a customer give me a pool table.
Right.
I kept it for a little bit and then I sold it on Marketplace for $125 and delivered it.
That's a cheap table.
Yeah. Wine racks, coffee tables, and I just put it straight on Marketplace and then charge people for delivery too. So it's like $3.
How good is that?
Good work, Brad. Oh, I could imagine that happening a bit. Let's head to Adelaide City. G'day, Frank.
G'day, Roo. How are you?
What have you been paid in, Frank?
Well, I'll go way back in the fruit growing days in Loxton.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the late 70s, the old Loxton Winery couldn't pay the growers, so what they decided is to pay them in brandy.
Brandy.
That's right.
Yeah, flagons of brandy. Wow. And, so that was the pay there. Also, Roo, can I say one more thing, Roo?
Oh, go for it.
I knew your nonno Nicola.
Oh, really?
He was a beautiful man.
We'll have a chat after.
Right, you are now the raging favourite to win this segment.
That's so cute.
Hello, Brett. Good morning, Brett.
How you going?
Yeah, good, Brett. What have you been paid in?
Yeah, I went to a sheet metal factory in Salisbury there years ago, and 3 or 4 days later they went broke, so they gave me a bird aviary.
Wow, that comes in handy, doesn't it?
Oh, there we go.
Good on you, Brett.
Really? Oh, poor Brett.
Poor
Brett. I reckon we give Brett a chance.
Yeah, Brett's the man.
Where do you want to go, Brett? Do you want to go to the rugby at Adelaide Oval or to the Dad Blues, the Blues concert?
Go to the Blues concert. Thank you.
That'll be good, I reckon.
Shake those hips and get cranking out there at the Blues show.
Let the feet.
Triple M Breakfast with Blue Dits and Lies.
What a goal!
Overnight sports.
Today's August 16. I want to go back to June 6 when Roo dropped this mail.
Watch Clarko to Essendon. There's a tip for you.
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
Just drop.
All right. Now, that was 2.5 months ago, Ruth.
Sorry.
Amazing.
We were talking to Rosie. It was in, I'm pretty sure it was Adam Rosenbach.
It was too, now that you say that. We were trying to remember where it was.
All right. So what can you tell us now?
Well, all I can tell you is what's been on the news, on the internet, on the footy shows last night, that Paul Brasher is the chairman that is leaving the football club. He is out. He's a supporter of Ben Rutten. David Barham is the incoming president. He's a big supporter of Alistair Clarkson. They met yesterday. That means Ben Rutten's future is hanging by a thread. He got doorstopped at in the dark going into Essendon this morning. The AFL 360 guys in Mark Robinson and Jared Waitley, who get a fair bit right and a little bit wrong, said that Alistair Clarkson will be coaching Essendon by the end of the week.
All right, so look out for that. Wow. In the build-up to Showdown 52 this weekend, Chad Corns, assistant coach of Port Adelaide, faced the media yesterday.
I hate them and we hate them as a footy club, and it's true. That rivalry is still there. Unacceptable to lose next week.
Yeah. Oh, tell us what you really think.
Oh, no.
Sound like a Corns brother to be so brutal, I think.
Open up a bit, Chad. And Scott Burns from the Crows, hit back.
Yeah, I do feel that Port Adelaide hate Adelaide. I think that is true. But if we're a club that just worries about one team, then we're going nowhere. You've got to look at things a little bit more holistically than just worry about the team across the road.
The Crows. Yeah. I reckon they'll knock them off on Saturday night.
God, I hope so.
Now, double header.
They don't like teams that play hard, Port. They like their little fluffy sides on the outside.
Beat up
on the bottom outsides.
I don't know. We'll get this audio and play it to the boys.
We showed you last time, didn't we, with that goal after the siren?
Oh, let's relive that. Oh, Jordan Dawson, what a kick.
Do you want to hear it? Here we go.
Yes.
What a kick coming up. About 49 metres out, Jordan Dawson. 48 metres. Oh, it's kicked in.
He's kicked out. Look at them, they're coming from everywhere.
Look at that.
The song, Buddy Franklin's kicked his 1,000th goal again.
The fans are about to run on.
Oh, wow.
No, live in the past. That's good.
Not sure if that was Ben Higgins or Jordan Dawson.
The way you dismantled that powerhouse North Melbourne over the weekend, that was just something to see. It really was.
Yeah,
we kicked 23 goal 8 against Essendon.
Against Essendon with the coach that was already been told he'd been.
We'll win by 6 goals.
Right, bottle of red.
What?
Bottle of red.
I'll give you 5 goals in. You want 5? You reckon you'll win by 6? You going to give me 5 goals in?
No. You just said you'd give me 5 goals in.
No, the other way. We'll have a bottle of red.
Bottle of red. All right.
You on?
Yeah, we're on.
We're on.
Good bottle.
Yeah, bloody oath. You'd be buying it. Don't worry about
that. Hey, in some other player news, apparently Carlton interested in Crow Fisher Mackesy. I don't know if you can tell us anything about that, Roo.
Oh, yes.
Nothing. Righto. The other one is that James Rowe has been linked to the Western Bulldogs.
Really?
What can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Nothing. You've got some gold about Port, but I'm just saving it.
Tell me.
What?
Wait, James Rowe's not going to leave. I really like James Rowe.
A bit of an issue at Geelong. One of the red hot favourites. What?
I think I'll just hold it.
Say it.
Don't just half tease
us. I'm holding it for another day. Hey, what about Robbie Gray?
You are tickling my plums.
Yeah, an announcement. It might even happen today, really, with
today
the media speculation.
Tomorrow?
I think so. Today or tomorrow, we'll find out about his future.
Pretty strong male.
That what?
Retiring.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I know.
Suddenly, I do not. Suddenly don't know.
How would I know?
Oh, I would have no idea how you would know.
Jeremy Cameron at Geelong. This is a big issue for the Cats. Hammy. He's done a hammy. How many weeks would you think?
Two or three, Dits.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, two or three. All right.
All right. That's our look at sport. Before we move on, you know we took those calls before.
We're having a bottle on the SNFL as well.
All right, so no, we won't on that. No.
What, your favourite for the A?
I'm only interested in the A grade.
Oh, no. You don't.
You grew up a Magpie supporter, now you've just dumped them.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, the Magpies went into the AFL. So yeah, this is where you keep getting confused. Magpies went into the AFL.
Who plays in the SNFL?
Not the Magpies.
Who are they?
The team that we were told we had to put together.
Don't you wear the Magpies jumper?
Yeah, don't confuse the issue. You know we went into the AFL.
Oh, you're not even supporting your team. Oh, gee, you've jumped off the wagon. Far out.
Anyway.
That's overnight sport. Well done. Triple M Brekkie with Rudits and Loss.
Bloody hell.